when you hear Tony Dungy talk about that, and here's a guy that from day one said, you're never going to hear me swear, you're never going to hear me raise my voice, and yet he found a way to coach intensity. There is no question that that Indianapolis Colts team out-hit and out-hustled Chicago.
Yeah, there are a lot of perceptions about that team. It was supposed to be a soft team. It was supposed to be a dome team that couldn't play outdoors. It couldn't play on grass. It couldn't play in bad weather. Peyton Manning would never be able to win the big game. He didn't win a championship in high school or college. Tony Dungy was too nice a guy. There are all kinds of perceptions that have been shattered here in this last 24 hours. And it, in Dungy's case, it really does prove that you can be a nice guy and win. Everybody likes Tony Dungy. He treats everyone with respect. He doesn't look down on anyone. He's just a great human being, well beyond what he is as a football coach.
Can you think of another head coach, Len Dawson, who has had the kind of emotional self-discipline to be able to motivate people to play with emotion, to play with intensity, but yet do it with the example of someone so calm and so understated as Tony Dungy?
Oh, no, I've never seen anybody like that. Rick is the only one that I've seen that has that type of demeanor that he can handle any situation. But I guess maybe go to the other sideline, Lovie Smith, kind of like Tony Dungy. And, you know, how he treats people. They seem like very, very nice people. And now I go back to those days when the coaches weren't nice at all. You know, that's neither my way or the highway, I think. You know, that's not the way the Lombardi coached, I can tell you that, but it's enlightening to see that. And it's amazing how, with today's athletes, now you can do that and get away with it because they make so much money and, you know, it's all so much of an individual thing and it's all about me, as opposed to back in my early days, you know, it wasn't that way. The coach ruled, man, whatever he said, you had to do. And Tony Dungy has come in with a different philosophy, and the thing is, it works. And it works better when you have a lot better players, too, I can tell you that, regardless of what the demeanor of the coach is.
Yeah, you can't tell when they're up or down by 40 points, you can't tell the difference. The only other name that I would throw out there that's like Dungy with a sideline demeanor is Tom Landry. But I didn't cover him. I don't know how he was in practice. But just on game day, I mean, you couldn't tell looking at Tom Landry whether they're winning, losing, or there's
right.
the end of the
You're
world.
Right about that.